Good morning. Welcome to Back to the Book broadcast. Evangelist Gene Voss with you this morning, bringing to you the Word of God from God's precious book. And thank you for taking time out this morning to tune us in. And we'll try to be a blessing to your heart today and trust the Lord will speak through us to help you with your problems and your needs this morning. Good to be saved today. I thank God for a beautiful Lord's Day that we can come together in the house of God and worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. And what a blessing it is. Thank God for revival this last week. What a blessing it was to be in revival every night. And I praised God for it. It was a wonderful time of refreshing from the Lord. And God's men brought God's word and helped our hearts tremendously. And I appreciate that so much. This morning. So it's good to be here and invite you to Sunday school and church today. Sunday school here at Mountain View, where we're members at, is at 10 o'clock and then 10:45 for the worship service. Back at 6 o'clock for the 5 o'clock for the evening service and then 7 on Wednesday. And so we urge you to come and be with us anytime that you can. And of course, this coming, this Lord's Day, just meet with us this morning. If you don't have a church home, we invite you to come. If you're not a Christian, please come to the house of God. Hear the gospel. The Bible said faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And we've got the scripture, we've got the Bible, we've got the sweet Holy Ghost that brings conviction where it's needed in the hearts of individuals, and it seeks out our needs and points us to Calvary, to the Lord Jesus Christ. And so you come today. If you're out of church, away from God, we urge you to come visit with us today, the house of God. And I want to send it out to all the shut-ins, those that are sick and suffering. We trust it will be a blessing out of your heart this morning as we pray for you and your needs. And then remember that God loves you, and he'll certainly be with you. He said, my grace is sufficient. That means it's always enough. When you get up on Monday morning, his grace is sufficient. When you get up on Saturday morning, his grace is sufficient. When you go to bed at night, his grace is sufficient. And whatever problem you may be facing, his grace is sufficient. My grace is sufficient for thee. He told Paul that. And so I'm glad his grace is real this morning. So it's a joy to be here. I want to remember you in prayer this morning, that God would help you. Don't forget revival this week also, beginning tomorrow night over at the Barrington Baptist Church, Brother Dorsey will be there preaching. John Dorsey preaching revival this week at the Barrington Baptist Church at 7 o'clock each night. And Brother Mickey Skates, the pastor there, invite you to come and to be in the services with them. And so you pray that God will give revival. It's good to be in revival again. See a stirring from God and moving of the Lord. And so you be praying for the revival that God would bless. And it's good to be here this morning. Thank God for it. Father, as we bow in your presence today, we want to thank you for the Lord Jesus. Thank you for the grace of God that's been so real to our hearts and lives. Thank you for this week, how you spoke to our hearts, you refreshed our souls, and you helped our lives this week. We want to thank you for that. Thank you for the word of God we heard each night. What a blessing it was to hear God's word preached and the demonstration, the power of the Holy Ghost and the songs, Lord, that refreshed our souls and our hearts. And Lord, thank you for that. Lord, you didn't have to visit with us, but you did. And I praise you for that this morning. Now have your way. Bless this broadcast. Use it for your glory. Help us to exalt the Savior. All that you do, we'll praise you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. All right, we're going to have some songs this morning and hope it'll be a blessing to your heart today and be an uplift to you. I know singing, you can't have a church of just singing, but I tell you, if you ain't got some singing, you're hurting. Amen. And so we hope it'll be a real blessing to you today. You listen as they sing.
Wonderful it seems just to recall those good old-fashioned days.
Well, he still lives and he still reigns, and while we're waiting on him to come, I'm glad we can have sweet Holy Spirit meetings and refresh our souls along the way. He knows how to pick us up and encourage our hearts and lift us up. I thank God for that. Preaching of the Bible, the Word of God, amen. The old King James Bible, I'm not ashamed of that, amen. And if you ain't got one, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. And no apologies. Don't write me a letter. Don't call me. I tell you, it's King James for this. God's preserved it for this generation, and it's for us today and forever. Amen. There's no error in it. There's no misstatements in it. There's no misinterpretation in it. And it's the Word of God. If you'll just believe what it says, you'll be a whole lot better off in your life today. Well, anyway, I just wanted to get that in on the side this morning and get you a good King James Bible. If you ain't got one, sell your car and get one, and because you need one this morning. Amen. And so now we're going to have another song. Hope it'll be a blessing to you as they sing. Well, you can say that if you're a Christian, because when he saved you, he didn't just turn you loose and let you make it the best way you can. He became the best companion that you'd ever had, and he walks close by us, within us, around us. Angels of God count round about them that love him. Christ Jesus dwells within. And the grace of God's all about us, and I thank God for that. Don't leave us alone. Amen. Well, let's go to Ephesians chapter 1 this morning. Ephesians chapter 1, we tried to preach a little bit last Sunday on the first part of the chapter on the subject of the redemption that we have. And I tell you, praise God for the redemption that we do have. It's not something we hope for, but it's something we have. We have redemption through His Son. And even the forgiveness of our sins. And we have something that the world can't give us, and we got something that religion can't give us, but we got something God gives us. Amen. And Ephesians chapter 1, we're going to begin reading in verse 11. We covered down through verse 10 on last Sunday on the redemption that we have because it's through His blood. We found the forgiveness of sin, the riches of His grace, and it was made known unto us. And the purpose of it is in verse 10, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times He might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in Him. Amen. Boy, He's going to get us together one of these days. We're going to get together with Him and with each other. And it's going to be a glorious day. But in verse 11, He said, in whom we also have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of Him who worketh all things after the counsel of His own will, that we should be to the praise of His glory, who first trusted in Christ, in whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom ye also, after that ye believed, you were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of His glory. Now, Paul here writing, of course, and I want to, maybe a subject we have this morning is found in verse 11, is on the inheritance that we have. Now, the redemption that we have comes with some benefits, amen? It comes with an inheritance that God gives us because of our relationship with the Lord Jesus and with God Himself. We're heirs of God, and we're joint heirs with the Lord Jesus. And what God has, we have. Amen. Inheritance that we have. Now, we've got an inheritance. Well, you say, well, I really, and of course, a lot of them boasted in Paul's day. I obtained my citizenship through, I purchased that, and Paul said, I was freeborn. Amen. And so we're born into the inheritance that we have today. We're not fly by nights, but we've got an inheritance by the new birth that we have. But anyway, in verse 11 here, the Bible said the inheritance that we have, in whom we have obtained an inheritance. We have obtained an inheritance. Well, how do we obtain an inheritance? How do you get that? You get that because, well, it's a free gift of God. It's a free gift by grace. And so you obtain that. Some of you are trying to obtain it by your works. You're trying to work your way in. You're trying to do your good works. You're trying to be a good neighbor, and that's good. You're trying to pay your debts, and that's good. That's what you ought to do. Even if you're not a Christian, you ought to do that. And so you're trying to work your way in. You're trying to deserve the inheritance that God's going to give you one of these days. But you can't do that. It's not obtained by works. It's not there. Some of you tried to obtain that inheritance by water baptism. You can't obtain it that way. It's not there. You can't obtain it that way. God don't even speak about that. He talks about the free gift by grace. And so the Bible said, now, if you can reconcile works and baptism, all these things, reconcile them with Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 8, where He very clearly states, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God had before ordained that we should walk in them. And so that's how we obtain this inheritance. We obtain it by grace through faith. We believe. And so we have something that God gives us that we know we're saved by. by grace through faith. We don't deserve it. Now, you don't deserve it. You work for it, and you work for it. And if you get to a certain place that you deserve to have it, he'll give it to you. Well, that's not the way it works. It's free gift. It's a free gift. God gives a free gift to those that come to him by faith in his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, we know that. If you've got any sense, any biblical interpretation at all about you, you know that salvation's by grace through faith, and you're not saved by the things that you do. You're not saved by the things that you strive for or you pay for or how good you are. You don't obtain it that way. You got to get bad to get saved. Amen. You got to realize that you're a sinner and that you need a Savior. Amen. So the Bible said here, in whom we have obtained an inheritance, we obtain it by grace through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And so, and he said, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will. When you got born again, you got predestinated to go to heaven. God gives you a new home, and that you're going there. You're predestined to go there. Everyone that believes in the Lord Jesus Christ is predestined to go to heaven. God created that for you because you believed in his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, he said that we should be to the praise of his glory who first trusted in Christ. Trusted in Christ. Now, that three words there, don't you read over that or read through that. Now, you read that, trusted in Christ. You trusted him when he saved you. You trusted his blood. You trusted his salvation by grace through faith. And so we first trusted in Christ, in whom you also trusted after that you heard the word of truth. Now, here's the steps that God gives after you heard the word of truth. Yeah, and when you heard the word of truth, you received faith from God to trust him to save you by his wonderful grace. After you heard the word of truth, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Now, we know that. And that's Bible truth. That's not Baptist truth. That's Bible truth. And in whom you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. The gospel is the death and the burial and the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. And that's how you are saved, because of the gospel of salvation, the gospel of your salvation. It become yours when you got born again, after you heard the word of truth and the gospel of your salvation, in whom also you've got to believe. You've got to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved and thy house. That's what the Bible said. Believe. That's what Paul told the Philippian jailer. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved and thine house. And so the promise was made there that if we would believe. The Philippian jailer didn't have time to get baptized. He was running for his life. He was scared to death because he realized he's fixing to die because of the circumstances surrounding the opening of the jailhouse there and letting other prisoners go. He knew he was going to die. And brother, he is desperate. He needed some help. He was lost without God. He'd been listening to those men of God pray and sing there in the dungeon where they were. They were praying and singing. A lot of us can't even pray and sing in church house. But nah, boy, there's praying and singing in the jailhouse. Amen. And he'd been listening to that, and he'd been hearing about what God was doing. I don't know what songs they were singing. Probably singing some of the psalms that's in the Bible, and singing some of David's psalms. No doubt they were singing. And so the Bible said they sang praises and they prayed unto God. I know that he heard them praying for the salvation of the sinners that was in that jail, and no doubt praying for that old jailer because of the affliction that he placed upon them and cut the blood from their backs, and so they were praying for him. No, there was no retribution there. There was no vengeance there. There was only prayer. They were praying for him, and brother, he got saved by the grace of God. Now, he didn't have time to go get baptized. He didn't have time to go do some good works and good deeds. He was lost. And he said, "Search, what must I do to be saved?" They said, "Just believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved and thine house." Brother, he is under conviction. He'd been listening to the Word of God. He'd been listening to the songs. He'd been listening to the prayers of the saints of God. And no doubt, knowing Paul and Silas, they were praying the Scriptures, and they were praying. And brother, I tell you, listening to them pray, no doubt, led him to repentance and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, because that's who this representing. God was wanting to save that old sinner. And brother, he got in because he believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, and he got saved, and his household got saved. And brother, that's what salvation's all about. And so listen, after that you heard, after that you believed, and then you were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. Brother, just a moment, you believe, after that you believe, you're sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. God take, listen, the Spirit of God takes his abode up in your heart and in your soul, and brother, you are sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. God gives you that promise. God told you that he would seal you, and he did. He sealed you with that Spirit of God. So the Bible said, listen, and that leads us to the next point we have this morning. Not only the inheritance that we have, but the security that we have. Boy, we've got security. Amen. Everybody wants to be safe. Everybody wants to be safe and secure in the things that you have. When you've got your things that you put up for, you want that to be safe and secure. We put things in the bank and in the vault that we want to be secure, that nobody can get in and get those things that we have and steal our money and steal our possessions. We don't want that, but security, brother, is given by the Lord. Notice what he said here. We're sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. That security, your soul is sealed by the Holy Ghost when you get saved by God's grace. You heard the word of truth. You believed the word of truth, the gospel of salvation, and that you repented of your sins. And brother, as Christ to come into your heart, you believed on him, and he sealed you with a Spirit of promise. He made a promise there. Oh, yes. You say, was that Spirit, is it real? Is it necessary? Oh, yes. Because if you're going to get the inheritance that you have, you're going to have the down payment of it. He said, which is the earnest of our inheritance. That's the earnest of our inheritance. What we get from God is sealed with the Spirit of God, taking his abode up in our hearts and lives, and makes us secure. We're saved to go to heaven. We're safe to go to heaven. We're preserved to go to heaven. Heaven is preserved for us. We're preserved for it. We're going there. We're predestined to go there because we have believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. We heard the gospel of our salvation. We were pricked in our hearts. We trembled and was afraid. And we trusted Christ and believed on him and repented of our sin, of unbelief, and he saved us by his grace and brother sealed us with the earnest of our inheritance. Amen. The down payment's been made. Brother, we're safe and secure. We're going home. You're going back to where the Lord Jesus is and to be with him forever. Isn't that a wonderful thing to have to believe in this morning? Praise God for salvation. Oh, it's real today. And it's real to you that believes in the Lord Jesus Christ. And so the Paul was writing to the church at Ephesus here, and he was writing to a group of people that needed some comfort and some security to realize what they have in the Lord. Now, they didn't have the New Testament like we have today. They didn't have all these things. They were being sent letters from the Apostle Paul and from the apostles. They were being sent letters inspired of the Holy Ghost to indoctrinate them according to what they needed to know as they lived for the Lord Jesus Christ and as they worked for the Lord Jesus Christ and began to realize the fullness of what they had in the Lord, how that they knew that their salvation had been given to them by grace, and brother had been written about to them, and they began to absorb what God was telling them about the salvation of God that they were enjoying so tremendously. Brother, listen, revival was going on in that day. There was a stirring of God. There were sinners being saved everywhere. Prominent men had been saved, and the old Pharisees had been getting saved, and even Paul was a Pharisee of the Pharisees, and this man got born to the family of God. Did he get there because he deserved it? No. Did he get there because he was buying it? No. Did he get there because he was working for it? No. He was working against it. Amen. But God in his mercy and grace brought conviction upon him, and brother, and brought him to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. And brother, listen, he repented of his sin, and on the road to Damascus, Paul got saved by grace, and what put in the family of God and sealed with the Holy Spirit of God. Then God began to teach him and tell him the things about what he had had and what he'd been gotten by the Lord Jesus, and what he got because he got saved. He began that revelation that God gave him about the grace of God. And brother, this time that was spent in the desert by the Apostle Paul and being indoctrinated by the Holy Ghost of God, and brother, to come back to write the letters to those churches, and brother, began to establish a foundation for their worship and for their beliefs, and inform them and indoctrinate them according to what God had done for them. And brother, they began to realize that, and he began to write to them, and they began to realize that they were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. They were so safe and so secure in the grace of God that they couldn't lose what they had. Nobody could get what they had. Nobody could steal what they had. And brother, listen, principalities, powers, things present, things under the earth, nowhere could separate them from the love of God, the love of Christ, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. They can't be separated from it. He began to inform them and to tell them of what the Lord had done for them. Listen, listen, my friend, I'm talking about the security that we have because of the salvation that we have, and we have the inheritance that we have because of the simple and divine grace of an almighty God, and having mercy toward unregenerate sinners. And let us get it back in the family of God. Adam sold us out, but Jesus bought us back. He bought us back with his blood, and we're saved by grace today because of that blood that was shed on Calvary. And you believe in that, and you accept that, and he died in your stead, and you're saved by grace, and he seals you with the Holy Spirit of promise. Amen. Well, it's good to be saved this morning. You tune us in next Sunday. God bless you, is our prayer until next Sunday. Amen.